Ecclesiastes chapter 3 begins with these words, right off the bat in verse 1. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. And then skipping to verse 9 and 10, what profit is there to the worker from that in which he toils? I have seen the task which God has given the sons of men with which to occupy themselves. Not long ago, I sat in my chair by the living room picture window. I watched as several birds competed for a place at one of our feeders. Several more were on the deck picking at several pieces of food that had fallen from the feeder. It was clear that this was feeding time. But soon, the clouds opened up and the rain began to fall in torrents. I looked out again and all the birds were gone. This was no longer feeding time, but time to find shelter from the storm. I found myself sitting and thinking how often I have gotten my times mixed up. There have been times when I thought one thing should happen and it didn't, or times when I wanted to coast and God wanted me to work. To be honest, some of the hardest seasons to recognize are the times when God says rest in Him. He says, I've got it. Oh, how often I wear myself out feeling like I have to do something to fix a problem when He has already said it's His. Over and over again, God challenges us in the Scriptures to rest in Him. Or He reminds us that the battle is the Lord's, or He will repay, He says. But we press forward like birds trying to feed in the middle of a storm. So if your life is a bit stormy today, follow the example of the birds. Hide yourself in God. He's got this. There will be time for you to engage, but at His instruction. May God shelter you and feed you at His appropriate time.